Budding Business on East Coast FM.
And I want to send out a big shout out to Lean Green Machine, who were on with us last Friday. They opened yesterday at the Pavilion in Ockram. Want to wish them all the very best. Hope it went well, and they'll have a very successful weekend and into the future as well. So what is Budding Business? Well, we noticed during the pandemic that many people who are operating their business, they were quite successful, and along comes the restrictions, lockdowns, all that sort of stuff, and they either had to close and reimagine themselves, do a different business, or change their business. So we decided to give people a helping hand during this time, businesses to do well, and maybe if they did reimagine it or they started another one, just to give them a mention on the programme. So that's what it's all about, and we're doing it this morning. And what we're going to do now is go to Wexford, and we're going to look at a staycation idea. We go over the border to find out about Ireland's first pop-up glamping site. And to tell us about Summer Glamp at Slaney Manor in Barrentown, we're joined by Conor Glennon. Hi, Conor.
Hi, Declan. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good morning to you, and first of all, the best of luck for the future and all this. So where did it all start, Conor, and where did you start?
Well, I've been in the music business kind of all of my life, and I've gone through many kind of guises, from DJ, radio DJ, club DJ, to promoter, to artist manager, and event promoter and stuff like that. And basically, on the Paddy's weekend of last year, I was meant to be in Edinburgh for Patrick's weekend with one of my acts, and that was the last gig that was kind of on the schedule, will we, won't we, and that got cancelled about a week before we were meant to go, and we haven't done any kind of gigs or events since then. We were hopeful of some kind of work coming back last summer when we had our tiered level 5, level 4, level 3 restrictions, and I was looking at putting on some small events myself outdoors last summer, but we never got down to level 2, and the restrictions never kind of eased that far. So basically over the winter I was looking at different opportunities and different ideas of what I could do the following summer that would be outdoors and would be safe and could incorporate stuff that I've done over kind of over the years, and this pop-up glamping thing came to mind. It's proven to be quite popular so far. Very We've good. Plenty of bookings in, and it's kind of operating under the outdoor summer mantle that we have to live by this year, you know.
Very good. Well done for turning it all around, Conor, and going into something different. So what would my experience be going to experience Summer Glamp?
Okay, well, I mean, midweek from Tuesday to Friday, we offer 3-night packages, so Tuesday to Friday.
Right, so I'd be able to, no, just to tell me exactly what would I do, I turn up at the gate, how would I get on?
Okay, you turn up at the gate, you park your car in the car park, you come to the reception, we check you in, and then we bring you by golf buggy to your luxury 4-metre or 5-metre bell tent, depending on how many are with you. You get yourself settled. And then we've lovely outdoor kind of seating, food and drink area, if you want to have a little bit of kind of lunch or something like that. And then we encourage people to go off and see and explore Wexford during the day, on their excursion to the beach, Curraclow Beach or Hook Lighthouse, or kind of like all the wonders that Wexford has to offer. And in the evenings then there'll be kind of food and drink and an outdoor cinema kind of offering as well. So
you've a lot of bases covered there, all right, and we just need all the good weather, and it's looking pretty good so far. So where do we find out more information?
You can go to the website summerglamp.ie, and that's also the social handle as well, so you'll find us on Facebook or Instagram if you type in summerglamp.ie.
Connor, the best of luck and well done on coming up with that anyway. And
Thank you so much, a lot of people looking for staycations.
Very good. Lovely part of the world too. Connor Glennon there from summerglamp.ie at Slaney Manor in Barntown. A budding business there. Let's go now to West Wicklow, and Brew 21 are launching their Blessington Food Arts and Craft Market tomorrow to look at what's on offer. We're joined by Eamon Blake. Hi, Eamon.
Hi, Declan. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Good morning to you. So what can we expect in Blessington then?
Yeah, so, well, just a little bit of a background to what we've been trying to do with Brew 21 since we opened is we've been really trying to focus in on supporting local businesses and giving something back to Blessington more than just the coffee. So we've been wanting to support Blessington through supporting local businesses, like, you know, using local tradesmen when we were doing jobs around the place, even our work clothing is done by Lakeside Sports, where, you know, printers such as Punctual Print have done all the work for us. Megan Charles, another local business, has made us all the cushions, everything in the shop. And we wanted to just provide something a little more than just coffee by also giving a retail space over to other businesses in the shop. And when we started to realise that we were running out of space in the shop on their shelves, like, we had tangled bramble, dried flowers, larder boxes, spices and rugs, we said, why don't we use the space at the back of the shop to have a local market? So now we've got a few different food vendors tomorrow. I think there's Pinchos pulled pork burgers are there. Then there's, you know, there's crepes, there's ice cream. Then there's local producers of bread and jams, cakes, jewellery, clothing, photography, artists. Yeah, so just trying to provide a place where other local businesses can advertise their goods and sell their goods to customers, because, you know, online it's just so hard when you're competing against everyone else.
Indeed. So people will come out in the fresh air, open air, and have, you know, a lot of the great stuff that is produced in West Wicklow, and have a browse and have a buy. Is that it?
Exactly, yeah, that's the hope, provide a safe environment for them to do so. And then we've just got such a big space at the back of our shop that it was really a no-brainer to do a market in it.
Yeah, and what's your own background?
Similar enough to Connor, your previous caller there. We actually have another business, a gym business in the town, All In Fitness. And like Connor, we were affected by the pandemic in that we had to close up shop with that, just going lockdown to lockdown. It was, you know, a lot of time on your hands, and started to look at what other things are we passionate about. And there's three of us, three owners, myself, Kevin and Jordan, and all three of us really into coffee. Days off, we were going trying different coffee shops around Wicklow, around Dublin. And we just looked at it and said, why don't we do something like this? And a perfect premises came up on the main street in Blessington. And just went for it, and we were blessed that we had a great landlord in Tim Bryan that helped us every step of the way to really get set up. And so that's our background.
Very good. So the future, are you looking far ahead, Eamon?
Yeah, so with the pandemic, we actually took on a big premises and we split it in half, so that when you know the way everything was focused on takeaway, that we wouldn't end up with a big building with no atmosphere in it. So we've really kind of made the building smaller, that it looks like it's mainly only takeaway with a few sit-down options. But in time, the hope is to tear down the two walls that we've put up that are partitions, and make the place a little bigger, get more people in, and see what else we can bring to our offering then.
Well, very good. Eamon, the very best of luck. You know, with this breaking out there, and it sounds like it's fun as well as everything else, and tasty. So the best of luck to you and the others for the future. Well done.
Yeah, thanks. The market will be on every Saturday for the next 4 weeks from 10 till 2, and then we're going to see how often we do it then after that.
Great stuff. Isn't it great, the innovation that's coming out because of people's necessity? So it's all pretty good. Eamon Blake, thanks very much indeed. Okay,
that's
Eamon there. And Brew 21 are launching their Blessington Food, Arts and Craft Market tomorrow in West Wicklow, in the town of Blessington. So a good one. Just something in the news, you might have heard me mention it in the newspapers today. The current quarantine system in Ireland may be ineffective due to increasing levels of COVID-19 Delta variant in the UK. That's the Indian one. The health watchdog has warned, under current rules, members from designated countries are required to enter mandatory quarantine for 14 days. The cost is $1,875 per adult. However, individuals travelling from non-designated countries, of which the UK is one, can quarantine at home if they test negative 5 days after their arrival. So they are no longer required to quarantine. So they're coming in from the UK, and this is where it gets tricky, because the variant now accounts for 91% of the UK's COVID cases. So if you've got that rampant, basically, in the UK, and people can come over here, well, what's to say about our quarantine? So that's a question being raised at the moment. Okay, our number here is 087-77-11-103. Now, we have so many talented artists, sculptors, painters, people who work with ceramics, all sort of spread across County Wicklow, a very talented county. And Sinead Hawkins from Arklow has created her business, Bumblebee Bazaar, an online shop delivering globally full of Sinead's creations. Hello to you, Sinead.
Hi, Declan. Thank you so much for having me.
Not at all. We're delighted to support people like yourself and give them a shout out. So tell us about yourself and your work.
Well, I work from my kitchen table, and I make and create lots of different handmade pieces. I craft handcraft jewellery infusing actual pieces of Irish nature. I hand carve stone pendants with the Oum, the ancient Irish language. I make hand-poured scented candles and wax melts, which are all biodegradable. I have prints of paintings and drawings that I've done. And more recently, I've started creating memorial pieces for people who have sadly lost their pets. I use the ashes or the fur to create necklaces, keyrings and framed photos to help honour our little four-legged friends with forever keepsakes.
Oh, that's brilliant. Where'd you get all this talent, Sinead? What were you up to? What did you do in the past?
Well, I went to acting school, but then I suffered really bad with my anxiety, so I found painting to be a nice release from my mind. So it was something then I just followed that passion.
Excellent. And was there something else you wanted to do and you got diverted into this, which you find more creative?
Yeah, I really love just making and creating, and this whole new memorial piece side is just really, like, amazing, giving people kind of, like, really nice little pieces to remember their little four-legged friends by. So, really enjoy it.
Yeah, where do you get the raw materials?
I use resin, the raw material as in the flowers and beech stones I get from like local areas in Arklow and stuff, so wild flowers and stuff like that.
Right, so give us an idea, describe a piece to us.
Well, the memorial pieces seem to be quite popular lately because people haven't found anyone to kind of infuse the ashes or the fur into what they'd like, so I make little paw prints with resin in it, and then I include a photo of them with their pet, and people really seem to enjoy that and like it, to keep it on their mantelpiece or just to remember their little four-legged friends by.
Right, okay. And and the bumblebee of a particular affection?
Oh yeah, I mean, who doesn't love bumblebees? They're like little flying furry pandas, they're so cute.
Excellent. Okay. Well, what's the website?
It's bumblebeebazaar.com is the website. I'm also on Instagram, which is bumblebee_bazaar, and then Bumblebee Bazaar Ireland is on Facebook, and Bazaar is spelled BIZAORRE.
Excellent. Okay. Well, the very best of luck with that, Sinead.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad that is going well for you, and it's great to see talent rewarded like that. So well done, Sinead Hawkins. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Sinead Hawkins from Arklow there. Created her business, Bumblebee Bazaar, an online shop delivering globally, full of Sinead's creation. So it's bumblebeebazaar.com to see her creations in that. Very, as I say, great county for artists, and Sinead just one of the crew. And you can see all her stuff on her website.